Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As we head into the fall, you may have noticed there's plenty of fungus among us. The rainy spring and the hot, humid summer have produced a bumper crop of the fruiting fungi we call mushrooms. While lowly in stature, they play a critical yet little understood role in regulating the global climate. Researchers in Boston are leading an effort to investigate the crucial climate-fungi connection. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports that the future of humanity may depend in large measure on the fate of fungi.
Some say fungi, some fungi. Whatever you call them, they're among the most tenacious forms of life on or off the planet. They've been found growing outside an orbiting spacecraft, thriving inside the ruins of the Chernobyl reactor, even in rocks in Antarctica. But it's on forest floors where fungi reign supreme. Biologically distinct from animals, plants, and bacteria, fungi are classified with their own kingdom. This is a perfect place for mushroom hunting. Decaying leaves and fallen twigs snap and crunch underfoot. The sandy loam soil anchors stunted oak and pine.
I love Wellfleet. I mean, this is my favorite town to be in on the Cape in mushroom season.
Wesley Price builds high-end homes on Cape Cod, but come fall, he forages the forest searching for mushrooms. The above-ground fruit of some species of fungi come in a wild variety of shapes, sizes, and psychedelic colors.
That's a great mushroom.
What is this? This looks like a fan or something.
Yeah, that's a velvet-footed pax. That's a Paxillus atrotomatosus.
That's easy for Price to say. He's been studying and foraging mushrooms since college and is founder of the Cape Cod Mycological Society.
Takes a unique personality type to want to walk through the woods and collect your food.
That would be you.
Yeah, and you.
And my father-in-law, Edward Gavarushko. This spot in Wellfleet is a jealously guarded secret that attracts in-the-know Eastern European mushroom hunters. Gavarushko is armed with a short knife and wicker basket.
Kalpak kolchite po-ruski.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a gypsy mushroom. This is a great edible mushroom. I love this one.
Russian kalpak kolchite.
Yeah, Cortinarius caparatus.
And this is good eating.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's not a beginner mushroom. If you don't know about mushroom stuff, you shouldn't. This is like, could be confused with other poisonous species.
People can only eat a few types of mushrooms, but some species of fungi can eat just about anything, from nerve gas to plastics. Fungi and bacteria are nature's recyclers. They feast on dead and decaying plants and animals, transforming the fungi food into essential nutrients and elements plants require.
I think we're just beginning to understand how critical they are.
How so?
Because of the ecological balance that they help maintain. If you have a healthy soil with plenty of fungi and microbes, you have the pieces that are necessary to support life.
No fungi, no life. The fate of the Earth's climate literally hangs by threads produced by fungi. These ultra-fine filaments of cells help forests store climate-changing carbon in the ground. The complex process is not well understood by scientists, who estimate there are as many as 3.8 million species of fungi, but so far they've identified just 120,000.
Six lifetimes wouldn't be enough to explore the kingdom of fungi, because there's so many species of fungi and so few people studying them. There's a researcher out of Boston University. She did research on fungi and climate change and still is ongoing in her lab. Pretty fascinating stuff.
The real area where fungi are influencing climate is by influencing the amount of greenhouse gas in the atmosphere.
BU chemist Jennifer Bhatnagar says just a tiny pinch of soil can contain several hundred fungal species, many that help regulate global warming emissions.
The way they do it is by pulling CO2 out of the atmosphere and storing it below ground.
Thanks to fungi, there's twice as much carbon locked in the ground as in the atmosphere. 1 square meter of healthy soil can contain 12,000 miles of tangled fungi filament.
So essentially, the more fungi grow in soil, the more carbon dioxide can be drawn out of the atmosphere.
Fungi are subterranean climate change warriors, minute chemical factories that produce an array of powerful enzymes. Professor Bhatnagar keeps hundreds of species gathered from around the world stacked in petri dishes, ready to serve science.
So this is our culture collection here in this walk-in cold room.
Growing fungi in a lab is difficult because it's impossible to replicate the complex community of plants and microorganisms that communicate chemically in a forest. In nature, it's a delicate network that depends on the temperature of the soil.
So climate change is really disrupting these communities and their ability to cycle carbon and their ability to store carbon, potentially. That's an area we're trying to understand more.
BU professor Pamela Templer tries to make the complex fungi climate connection simple. She draws a picture of what scientists call the carbon cycle, the interaction of trees, fungi, soil, and sky. Templer is a forest ecologist. She's especially interested in what are called mycorrhizal fungi. These play a critical role in the carbon cycle for about 85% of plant life.
If some alien came in and zapped all of the mycorrhizal fungi and they disappeared, I think we'd see a major shift in what plants we see around here.
Today, we're the aliens. When we burn fossil fuels, we pollute the air with nitrogen, which rains down on forests and acts like fertilizer, upsetting the mycorrhizal fungi's ability to store carbon. The CO2 that's emitted from the fuels also creates a greenhouse effect. The atmosphere and soil heat up.
When it's warmer, we see faster rates of decomposition of all those branches, roots, leaves, frogs, birds, whatever, anything that was alive that's on the forest floor, and an increase in how much carbon dioxide is leaving the soils, no longer being stored there, and boom, going back to the atmosphere.
It's a forest-destroying, climate-disrupting feedback loop. Warmer temperature, less snowfall. Exposed ground in winter freezes faster, deeper, longer, stunting tree growth and the storage of carbon.
Overall, we're seeing a greater increase in soil losses of carbon dioxide. The net effect is what we're trying to quantify right now.
Preliminary results from Templer's experimental plot in a New Hampshire forest suggest that if scaled up for the entire New England region, the amount of carbon stored in fungi in forest soil would be reduced by 20%, further accelerating the climate change feedback loop and increasing the possibility of runaway global warming. Again, mushroom expert Wesley Price.
We live on a very delicately balanced planet. We're really fragile. We're much more fragile than you think we are.
If Earth has a future, the lowly fungi, unseen, underfoot, and still not well understood, will play a crucial role in maintaining that delicate balance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.